The Baptism of Jesus by John the Baptist. John, the son of Zacharias, you remember he was born to Zacharias and Elizabeth when they were very old, he came into the wilderness and he was preaching the good news and preparing people for Jesus, and he was baptizing people with the baptism of repentance, and he baptized them in the River Jordan. It's called Enon, near to Jerusalem, because there was much water there. So it just shows that baptism was done by dipping, and they needed a river. And that's why he used this place on the River Jordan to baptize people by dipping in water. And he fulfilled the prophecy that said, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley what is down will be filled up, and every mountain and hill will be brought low." So there would be a kind of equality. The humble people got encouraged to come up, and the proud people were brought down. John was dressed in clothes made from camel's hair. He had a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. Now, we like honey, but probably not the sort of wild honey that he ate. And the people of Jerusalem and all the region around there came out to him and were baptized by him, confessing their sins. But when he saw some of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to be baptized, he said, "You generation of snakes, who's warned you to flee from the wrath to come? You've got to act like Abraham your father, and do works that show that you're repentant, and don't just say that you're sorry. Every tree that doesn't bring forth good fruit is going to be cut down and thrown into the fire."
And all that fruit will have to be cut down, and then many of those fruit again, only good fruit, will be there.
That's right. In the kingdom of God, only those who've had good fruit will be in God's kingdom, and those who've had bad fruit or no fruit will just be thrown away.
Well, there's another way of saying it, that the goats will be thrown away and the lambs will be kept.
That's right, absolutely. Now, they will not be burnt forever. They won't be forever and ever and ever punished. The wages of sin is death, and they will die, as Revelation says, the second death. Just go back to the dust. Anyway, the people asked John the Baptist, "What shall we do?" And John said, "He who's got two coats, let him give to him who has none, and whoever's got food, let him give to those that are without." And the tax collectors came to be baptized and said to John, "And what shall we do?" He said to them, "Don't collect more than you're told to." Soldiers came to John and asked him, "And what shall we do?" And he said to them, "Do violence to no man." Well, that's pretty difficult, to be a soldier and not be violent. And he said, "Be content with your wages." People wondered whether John was the Messiah, the promised special son of Abraham and son of David. But John made it clear to them. He said, "No, I truly baptize with water, but there's one mightier than I who's coming after me. He shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. He is able to gather his wheat into his granary, into his barn, but he'll burn up the chaff with fire." Then Jesus himself came from Galilee to the River Jordan in order to be baptized by John. So you can imagine all the people queuing up to be baptized, fat people, thin people, young people, old people, men, women, old ladies, girls. Everyone's queuing up there to be baptized by John the Baptist, and then he comes to Jesus. And John said, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?"
Now, Jesus might have been waiting, and there might have even been little girls
And Jesus might have been waiting a long time, and there might be some children behind him with their mummies.
No, I don't think that John the Baptist would have baptised little children.
No.
By girls, I meant teenagers, maybe.
I know, but like
Jesus might have let
babies, like the children coming with their mummy too.
Yes, so I'm sure there were.
Mummy coming to get baptised, and children came along.
If God will be the daddy, and Jesus will be everything except the cells.
Yeah, well, God becomes our daddy and Jesus becomes our older brother when we're baptised. But anyway, there was John the Baptist in the water there baptising people, and then, oh, this is Jesus. And he stopped Jesus and said, no, I need to be baptised by you and you come to me. And Jesus said to him, let it happen now, because so it must be to fulfil all righteousness. So John agreed, and Jesus, when he was baptised, came up directly from the water, and the sky was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God coming down like a dove and settling upon him. And a voice came from heaven which said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Now, we ask, why was Jesus baptised? And I think he was baptised really to set us an example, to show that he truly is one of us. And Jesus was 30 years old when he was baptised, so he wasn't a little child, he was an adult. So he was showing us really the way to go, and showing us that he is, as it were, queuing up with us to be baptised, that he is one of us.